Hello and greetings to everyone and happy new year 2021. And this is from Midwest City, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Prayer Breakfast by radio broadcast. I am Councilwoman Christine Price Allen, chairperson of the MLK Prayer Breakfast. And I'd like to say thank you to everyone tuning in as we are journeying at the Midwest City Sheraton Reed Conference Center. But due to the pandemic, we are broadcasting by radio for the safety of all. Our theme this year is Love Can Do It. And this is something that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. believed in. So without further delay, we would like to give a tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Thank you.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later, the Negro is still languished in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. And so we've come here today to dramatize a shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. But we refuse to believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. And so we've come to cash this check, a check that will give us upon demand the riches of freedom and the security of justice. We have also come to this hallowed spot to remind America of the fierce urgency of now. This is no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or to take the tranquilizing drug of gradualism. Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time the rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time to make justice a reality for all of God's children. It would be fatal for the nation to overlook the urgency of the moment. This sweltering summer of the Negro's legitimate discontent will not pass until there is an invigorating autumn of freedom and equality. 1963 is not an end, but a beginning. Those who hoped that the Negro needed to blow off steam and will now be content will have a rude awakening if the nation returns to business as usual. There will be neither rest nor tranquility in America until the Negro is granted his citizenship rights. The whirlwinds of revolt will continue to shake the foundations of our nation until the bright day of justice emerges. But that is something that I must say to my people who stand on the warm threshold which leads into the palace of justice. In the process of gaining our rightful place, we must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. We must be able to conduct our struggle on the high plane of dignity and discipline. We must not allow our creative protests to degenerate into physical violence. Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force. The marvelous new militancy which has engulfed the Negro community must not lead us to a distrust of all white people. For many of our white brothers, as evidenced by their presence here today, have come to realize that their destiny is bound to our freedom. We cannot walk alone. As we walk, we must make the pledge that we shall always march ahead. We cannot turn back. There are those who are asking the devotees of civil rights, when will you be satisfied? We can never be satisfied as long as the Negro is the victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality. We can never be satisfied. As long as our body is heavy with the fatigue of travel, cannot gain lodging in the motels of the highways and the hotels of the city.
We cannot be satisfied as long as a Negro in Mississippi cannot vote and a Negro in New York believes he has nothing for which to vote. No, we are not satisfied and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. I am not unmindful that some of you have come here out of great trials and tribulations. Some of you have come fresh from narrow jail cells. Some of you have come from areas where your quest for freedom left you battered by the storms of persecution and staggered by the winds of police brutality. You have been the veterans of creative suffering. Continue to work with the faith that unearned suffering is redemptive. Go back to Mississippi. Go back to Alabama, go back to South Carolina, go back to Georgia, go back to Louisiana, go back to the slums and ghettos of our northern cities, knowing that somehow this situation can and will be changed. Let us not wallow in the valley of despair. I say to you today, my friend, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Yeah. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification. Yes. One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. Yes. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, tears of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the crevaceous slopes of California, but not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
Hello, my name is Tim Lyon. I'm the city manager for the city of Midwest City. I am honored to introduce the mayor for our great city. His name is Matthew Dukes. Mayor Dukes is homegrown. He's a lifelong resident of Midwest City, having attended Eastside Elementary School, Jarman Middle School, and Midwest City High School. Matt and his wife of 22 years, Narita, have two sons, one of which is a firefighter and the other serves in the United States Marine Corps. Both sons graduated from Carl Albert High School in Midwest City. He's an active member of Soldier Creek Baptist Church and serves as the chairman of the Finance Committee and the Board of Trustees at his church. Prior to being elected as mayor, he was a Midwest City police officer, and before that served in the United States Coast Guard and was a paramedic for Midwest City EMS. As a police officer, Matt was field training officer for 11 years before being promoted to supervisor. At different points in his career, he supervised all three patrol shifts. He served in the Honor Guard, the Bike Patrol, and the K-9 Unit, and Weapons Mass Destruction in the community, and also the Community Action Office. He was selected as supervisor of the quarter three times and also supervisor of the year in 1999 for his actions during and after the May 3rd, 1999 tornado. Other commendations that he received during his tenure was two life-saving awards, the Police Community Service Award, the Meritorious Service Award, and Advanced Peace Officer Certification, the Police Chief Commendation. Matt retired from the police department in November after 31 years of service. That was also during Operation Enduring Freedom. Matt was activated by the Air National Guard and deployed to Afghanistan and Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, serving for the NCO IC for detainee operations. During that activation, he served as Air Guard liaison to the Security Force Director at Air Mobility Command. In 2008, as a Chief Master Sergeant, Matt retired from the Oklahoma Air National Guard with 30 years of service, received numerous awards and commendations for his service. So with that, I would like to introduce our great mayor for the city of Midwest City for the Martin Luther King Prayer Breakfast.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for attending this precious celebration of a man that brought peace and joy to the world. Unfortunately, COVID has pushed us out to a virtual meeting. It doesn't have the same feel to it as if we were meeting together, but the overarching reason we're meeting together is to celebrate the life of Martin Luther King Jr. His words and actions were both concise with one another throughout his life. Especially in these days and times, we could learn a lot from the man who brought this nation together to combat racism and promote equality for everyone and not just one. It's with that I say that thank you again for attending this precious celebration. Thank you for your support to the city of Midwest City. And let all of us pray that we look back at the life and times of Martin Luther King. We study his words and more than ever follow his actions and bring this country back together where it needs to be. Thank you. May God bless all of you, and God bless the United States of America.
The 2021 Clara Luper Award is given to E. Melvin Porter for his established diligence and hard work in the Senate. On behalf of E. Melvin Porter, his son, Judge Joel Porter, will be accepting this trophy.
I would like to sincerely and deeply appreciate the Oklahoma for recognizing my father, Mr. E. Melvin Porter, Sr., for the Clara Looper Community Service Award for the year of January 18th of 2021 from the Midwest City Martin Luther King Jr. Prayer Breakfast Committee, Inc., and they've been in existence since 1997. The Clara Looper Community Service Award is in recognition of Senator Porter for his continuous devotion, dedication, commitment, and outstanding community service to the great state of Oklahoma, and more specifically to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. My father was a senator for the state of Oklahoma for 22 years. He went to Vanderbilt School of Law in Nashville, Tennessee, and he also attended Tennessee State University in Nashville, Tennessee, which is a HBCU university. And once he finished law school at Vanderbilt, he moved with his family here to Oklahoma City, and at that point in time started a legal career and got into politics. Senator Porter is a person who deeply loved the city of Oklahoma City, the state of Oklahoma. He had compassion for it, and he was really a trailblazer as far as African Americans in politics in the state of Oklahoma. He was the first African American elected as a state senator in Oklahoma. I again would just like to sincerely and thank you for giving me this opportunity to accept it in behalf of my father. He passed and recently, and it's just been an honor to be his son. Thank you all very much again, and I'm sure he's looking down, smiling, and thanking you from the bottom of his heart, and just telling you that he did it all out of love. Thank you very much.
On behalf of the Martin Luther King Prayer Breakfast 2021, we introduce Kayla Hatchell, the youth director at Dear John, giving the Martin Luther King speech.
As Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, in loving your enemies, there is some good in the worst of us and some evil in the best of us. In today's society, it is so easy to forget what Dr. King tried to teach to the masses. Nowadays, people hate those that do not look like them, dress like them, and even those we simply do not understand. And with that comes a wildfire of hatred, destroying everything in its way with darkness and violence. You have police who shoot and kill people with a mental disability because they lack the patience to figure out what the issue is. They shoot first and ask later. How do we change that? We change that by remembering the words and actions of Dr. King. Love those that hate on others. Love those that beat people up. Love those that insult others just because of skin color or faith. Why should we love those kinds of people? Dr. King knew that in order for change to be made, one must fight hate with both love and kindness. We as a people should love each other as Dr. King once did, and over time we will see love grow so big that hate cannot be heard or be seen. Dr. King believed that he could put an end to racism and the mistreatment of people who are different, be it race, gender, or disability. Through his teachings, love can do it, can change evil in all of us. This is something I would love to see. Being a 14-year-old African-American disabled teenage girl in today's society, it is terrifying. I should not have to be scared when I am with my uncle and he gets pulled over by police and he cannot make it home. This is a real fear I have seen on television and social media that our black uncles, brothers, aunts, sisters, mothers, and fathers are being murdered on the street from a simple traffic stop. Happy New Year. It is now 2021, and we've been continuing on the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. for over 60 years. I am a living representation of what Dr. King wanted to achieve, but not just me, but you as well. I know that not everyone wants change to happen, and that is what Dr. King told us about when he said, "Love our enemies." He also told us that through love, change can be made. So when I see injustice occur, I must heed the words of Dr. King that hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do it. If we continue to believe in the dream that Dr. King had for all of us, our unity will not be broken, but become stronger. We will not back down or give up, reaching for equality in the courts and on the streets. His words still echo from the generations as it did at the Lincoln Memorial. Love thy enemies is not an easy task, but is one that I try to do every day.
Ms. Hatchell, based on your undertaking of the Martin Luther King speech there, we commend you. On behalf of the Midwest City Martin Luther King Prayer Breakfast, we love your advocacy and we ask you to continue the fight. Thank you.
I'm Marcus Hayes, the chair of the scholarship subcommittee for the MLK Prayer Breakfast. And the mission of the Midwest City Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Prayer Breakfast Committee Scholarship Program is to provide financial assistance to students who are pursuing educational goals and have an interest in serving their community. Recipients of the scholarship will be awarded up to $1,000. The scholarship is awarded to nominees who have demonstrated a need and a willingness to continue an educational mission toward a college or technology school education. We encourage everyone, and we invite you to contribute annually to the fund for this scholarship. We will be raising funds for it year-round. And presently, for this year's scholarship, we have received applications, and we will be making determinations shortly in the coming weeks to see who our recipient will be. If you would like to donate to our scholarship fund, please make checks out to the MLK Scholarship and send the mail to in attention to the Dr. Martin Luther King Scholarship Fund at P.O. Box 50610, Midwest City, Oklahoma, and the zip code is 73140. Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Estela Casale, and I'm part of the sponsor committee. On behalf of the Midwest City Martin Luther King Prayer Breakfast 2021, we would like to give recognition to our sponsors, the Alpha Beta Omega Chapter of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Inc., Peace House and Respect Diversity, Bank of Oklahoma, Midwest City Chamber of Commerce, the Coalition of the Abolishment of the Death Penalty, and also KTLV Radio. Thank you so much for supporting the Martin Luther King Breakfast.
Thank you. And this concludes our program, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Prayer Breakfast 2021. I am Midwest City Councilwoman Christine Price Allen, chairperson of the committee. I would like to thank the committee members for all of their tireless work put forward. Thank you to all participating and radio listeners. Our theme, Love Can Do It, and the quotes by Dr. Martin Luther King. I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear. And then he says, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And that was April the 16th, 1963. So, I would like to say to all, thank you. Have a nice, a blessed 2021. And we will now close with a benediction.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for bringing us together as we commemorate the life, legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. Bless our community as we continue in the struggle for justice and equality. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, present your faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. The only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen.